Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing, a warm and sunny morning across Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Khamenei the strategist keeps U.S. waiting as Harris blasts bulls. This comes from earlier this hour. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, border guard detectives arrest a suspect moments after a shooting during operations in Nazareth, reported just 23 minutes ago. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF killed a Hamas terrorist linked to Mia Shem's abduction, along with the destruction of 8 Hamas tunnels in Rafah. Separately, Axios reveals Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This news surfaced from earlier reporting. And finally, according to Forward, a man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march has been sentenced to life in prison, based on reporting from yesterday. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global notes, posting just minutes ago, Kamala Harris criticized Iran's war strategy and highlighted the uncertainty in Tehran's leadership. The U.S. continues to wait for Iran's response to peace proposals amid ongoing tensions. Seth Franzman shared recently that the smart shooter technology, a fire control system for rifles, prevents indiscriminate firing. This technology is already in use in Israel and the U.S., demonstrating its effectiveness and precision. Middle East 24 reports, just a short time ago, that tensions between Sudan and Ethiopia are escalating. Sudan is deploying more forces near the border following accusations of Ethiopian drone strikes, which Ethiopia denies. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Tehran, as reported by Ynet, American intelligence faces challenges in identifying who holds true power in Iran. While Khamenei's leadership role is crucial, U.S. officials remain uncertain about Tehran's authority structure. This ambiguity affects diplomatic efforts to resolve conflicts in the region. Turning to Nazareth, the Jerusalem Post provides details on the swift arrest by border guard detectives. The suspect was apprehended moments after a shooting incident. This arrest follows an intensive investigation by the Northern District Attorney's Office, highlighting ongoing efforts to maintain security in the area. Meanwhile, JNS reports on the IDF's recent operations in Gaza. The targeted killing of a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction case and the destruction of tunnels indicate a continued strategic approach against Hamas. This action aims to weaken terrorist infrastructure and protect Israeli civilians. On the diplomatic front, Axios discusses Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This development is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could pave the way for a broader peace deal with Iran. The 10-day ceasefire may provide a window for diplomatic negotiations. Finally, from Forward, the sentencing of a man for firebombing a Boulder march underscores ongoing tensions abroad. The life sentence reflects the serious consequences of attacks on peaceful demonstrations, emphasizing justice for victims. On the economic front, first, Checkpoint's latest financial results show a mixed performance. According to Globes, the cybersecurity firm reported higher than expected profits but fell short on revenue projections for the first quarter of 2026. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Israeli jewelry dealer Avi Koren has been extradited from Greece and jailed. He admitted to smuggling luxury watches and jewelry through Ben Gurion Airport, highlighting international efforts to combat smuggling. And finally, CTech highlights Israel's AR, a startup aiming to revolutionize consumer aviation. With innovative software updates and home-based infrastructure, AIR is positioned as a leading force in making aviation more accessible to the public. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.